Okay, we're back now with the Linfield High School football coach, once again, Pat LaMusta. And, Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on another big win.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Linfield 13, Newburyport 7, I'm sure it's the close game that it looks like here. Tell me a little bit about the highlights of the game, and then we'll talk about some of your players.
Oh, so it was just a defensive battle. We struggled to get anything going on offense first quarter, second quarter. They were blitzing. And then, you know, we just stayed the course in the second half, and we were able to get a few big plays. Jack Ford and Austin Sutera connecting with Jack Ford a couple times for, you know, a couple long passes, and, you know, and Jack had a few broken tackles too. So he's just outstanding effort from Jack and Austin. And Austin was under pressure the whole game. Coach Smolsky, and his guys, they really made it tough for us. So hats off to Coach. And we're going to see them again week five. So, it'll be another good matchup, I'm sure.
Well, they took a 7-0 lead in the first half. You guys came back, tied it in the third. Then in the fourth, you went up but missed the field goal. I mean, missed the extra point. So 13-7. Was there a challenge by Newburyport at, you know, from the, in the fourth quarter where they could have come back and tied it or perhaps taken the lead?
Yeah, so they were, after a couple penalties, they were in the red zone. They got it down to probably the 6-yard line.
Whoa.
The 7-yard line. And it was fourth and goal. And they called a timeout. And, you know, Coach Smolsky and his guys, they drew up a play. And we were able to come up with the stop and force a fumble too, and we were able to get the ball back, and we took a knee and we won the game. So it was one of those classic kind of down to the wire, big defensive stand. Really impressed with how the defense played.
I hope this is on video so everybody can see it. Tim? Are you there, Tim?
Yeah, I had a question and I sort of drifted into the internet somewhere.
Well, what happens is you listen to what the coach is saying, and then it takes you in a new direction. I totally get that.
I know. Coach, what's been, I guess, the biggest challenge off the field for you this season with the kids and trying to keep them all safe from the COVID?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Just logistically, they're not all coming from a central location. So, like, just the tradition of all walking out of the locker room onto the practice field. You don't have that. Some kids are coming from in school. Some kids are coming from home. So just, it's very, the arrival is a little bit disjointed, trying to make sure they're doing the right thing off the field with COVID protocols. You know, and overall they've been great with that. So it's just, I think the beginning of practice feels weird, but once everyone gets there and we get going, you know, we have good senior leaders, great captains that kind of get things moving for us.
Yeah, I talked to Andrew Morenci, the head coach of Beverly, Saturday afternoon after their win over at Danvers, and it was so strange to see all the kids standing outside of the locker room in their uniforms waiting for rides. It looked like a Pop Warner team waiting for the parents to pick them up.
So when I explained it to parents, I said it's going to have a youth football field. It's going to have a youth football field. It's going to be like you're camping. You're going to come in with your gear, and you're going to leave with your gear. You know, it's going to have that feel to it. And it's just, and there's so much camaraderie in the locker room, and our locker room's small, and it's claustrophobic in there, but the kids love it. So they're missing that this year for sure, but they're still happy they're playing.
Well, Pat, you got to tell me about this combination of Austin Sutera and Jack Ford. You had us talk with Austin last week. He was a very articulate, a nice young man, following in the footsteps of another great quarterback you had last year, or a year and a half ago, whenever that was. Now, but tell me about the combination of Sutera and Ford.
So they're like best friends. So. It's funny, they actually have like their own little language.
Okay.
So there's just already chemistry there, and you know, and Austin's willing to get the ball out there to Jack in a in any type of situation. You know, we're allowing him to throw that ball to any four of our receivers on any given play. We kind of give him that freedom, and he's got like this little, you know, language and chemistry with Jack. That's just they've been friends for so long, since like elementary school. So they it's a really cool thing to see.
It is, and
very, very fortunate to have them on the squad for sure.
Are they both seniors?
Yes, both seniors.
Tim, final thoughts.
Coach, is there a checkoff that you will allow those two to do? You know, a la Tom Brady, he sees a defense, he sees a matchup, and he would just give a receiver a look, and it'd be, you know, there'd be a nod or a wink or you know, a nudge, and they'd automatically be on the same page, and because they're seeing the same thing, and they would simply check off and make a play otherwise.
Yeah, so not to give it away, but yes. we coach our quarterbacks early on that they have the power to do that. That's the whole premise of our offense. The whole air raid mindset is to, on any given play, get the ball to your athletes in space in the fastest manner. And we give them a lot of power to do that, whether it's hand signals or what have you. So the QB steers the ship for sure.
All right, we're not going to give that away. No hand signal, no video. Pat, do you have you got Pentucket next?
Pentucket coming up.
And when is that?
That is Friday. This Friday, 5:30 at Linfield.
And that's home. All right, yeah. Coach. Congratulations, man, and keep it going. I'm glad you guys are having so much fun.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Pat. Take care.